So today, a bunch of frozen rain came down on my house.
I
don't know what it's called. It's frozen rain. As far as I think snow is frozen rain, but let's see what science says.
Do you know that lots of people think that snow is frozen rain?
Well, isn't it?
No. Snow was never rain. It was water vapor that turned into ice crystals. Sometimes the water vapor in clouds gets so cool that instead of forming raindrops, it freezes into snowflakes.
Some snowflakes are very wide and thick, and others are thin and powdery. And did you know that no two snowflakes look exactly alike?
But they always have 6 points, don't they?
Well, almost always. Sometimes they have only 3 points.
Hey, have you ever tried to catch a snowflake?
Yep.
What happened?
It melted.
Yes, the Drew Buzzy Show! Yeah, it's a special snowed-in episode of the Drew Buzzy Show because Howie and I were snowed in today and we couldn't go to work. If you're like me, you don't know much about snow because it's new. It's a new thing that's happened to us because of global warming, and I think it's something that we should really get used to. And so I think we should learn a little bit more about snow and like snowflakes. And so, let's again listen to what science says. And by the way, the science that you're getting from the internet is bullshit. If you want to know about science, you need to rely on vinyl, which is what I do. So, let's listen to what science via... there's no date on it. Oh, 1980. Let's see science on vinyl via 1980 says about snowflakes.
Before we start, choose two people. One to be an orange and the other a lemon. And they should stand face to face, holding their arms high towards each other and touching to form an arch. Now, start the music.
We'll be right back.
till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
ਪਰਦੇਸੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਨਿੱਤ ਦਾ ਰੋਣਾ ਪੈ ਜਾਊਗਾ ਨਾ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਪਰਦੇਸੀ ਨੂੰ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਨਿੱਤ ਦਾ ਰੋਣਾ ਪੈ ਜਾਊਗਾ ਨਾਲ ਰੰਜੇਟੇ ਜੋਗੀ ਦੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਜੋਗਣ ਹੋਣਾ ਪੈ ਜਾਊਗਾ
rapping and singing a song and your thong is is all up in my butt where it belongs.
Hello, don't be afraid, you might not get sprayed. Unless my mind goes astray, I believe in the God that people who do not believe in God know what they own.
I killed them all when the mailman rang, and now he hangs like a fruit off a limb. I'm walking through your neighborhood dressed as him. Clothes fit tight, feel kinda good, playing a role like in Hollywood. I must have enhanced my self-esteem, cause when the people scream, I start to dream, as if like I'm like Jason in Friday 13.
Hello, don't be afraid, you might not get sprayed. As my mind goes astray, I believe in the God that people who do not believe in God believe in all of them.
I was born and bred, corn fed and inbred. Always lay in bed cause my brain is like dead. I like Coca-Cola and pretty girls, now we got a date, girl. Don't be late, you got nice skin, you will make a nice coke. How about I jump down your throat, come out your belly button, take out all your stuff and probe and unload you, turn you into my robe. Then I'll be lounging in my coat of arms with the hands attached, waiting for Jerry Springer to come back.
Oh, don't be afraid, you might not get sprayed. Unless my brain goes straight, I believe in the God that people do not believe in. God believe in, you know what I'm saying? Hello, don't be afraid, you might not get sprayed. Unless my mind goes straight, I believe in the God that people do not believe in. God don't be alive.
Dites à notre aventure le verbe norme, l'océan est.
Sure what any of those songs had to do with snow being snowed in, but one thing I can tell you about snow is that global warming is here, and global warming doesn't mean things are gonna get warmer. What it really means is the weather extremities. Not weather extremities. Extreme weather is coming. So yeah. I don't mean to ruin the dance party, but the truth is that we gotta look out for this shit. It's all about industrial stuff, you know, and war. So, war is something we need to think about if we're really invested in that or not as a species, because that's where the economies are going. They're going to a war economy. little Geiger counter. See? Mahavishnu Orchestra is trying to tell us something. And we can learn a little bit more about war and Geiger counters from this awesome record I have about the hydrogen bomb.
In the atomic age, a nation's sentries come in metal boxes with tubes and amplifiers for ears and illuminated dials for eyes. We call them Geiger counters. The Geiger counter responds to radioactivity as a burglar alarm to the unsure touch of midnight prowler. Geiger counters are never silent. Usually, however, their beat is slow and unsteady, the only reaction monitored being that of an occasional cosmic ray coming from infinity, going nowhere. In midsummer of 1949, a Geiger counter, keeping guard in an uncontrolled atomic world, stood its lonely vigil. Suddenly, its pulse quickened, and like a super intelligent animal, it barked its warning to a democracy thousands of miles away.
This is George Hicks in the NBC newsroom in New York. President Truman has just announced that Soviet Russia has the atomic bomb. The announcement was made with dramatic suddenness a few minutes ago in Washington in a White House statement issued to reporters. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
A radioactive cloud, born somewhere in the wasteland of Russia, had been picked up by the winds of nature and gently blown out beyond the Iron Curtain.
Thank you. skies will open and spray forth the divine hand with pointed finger and say, everybody, you're not just a duck. You're human. You are human. Go forth. Go forth and thrash.
We'll be right back.
the 60s inventing some sort of alternative poetry based on making weird sounds into a microphone. And again, I don't know what that has to do with snow, but this snowstorm is no joke, man. I'll tell you. It reminds me of this time. I mean, it's like looking outside, you get snow blind, you know? It's like a mirage. You know, it's really hard to see things when everything is all the same, so. I remember my friend Fangface and the Fangface gang, you know, having a little bit of trouble with being hypnotized by mirages, so. Let's see if I can find some audio from that experience.
Gee, I wish we were back at Lake Mead. It's so hot here in the desert.
Yeah, the lake was great. Ooh, all that swimming and boating and stuff.
It sure was great. Lake Mead is one of the biggest man-made lakes in the world and a great vacation spot. But if we want to get to Disneyland, the road through the Mojave Desert is the shortest way to go.
Yeah, the shortest and the hottest.
Yeah, the shortest and the hottest.
Hey, Fangs, can't you ever say anything original?
Gee, Pugsy, it's just that I like the way you say things.
Oh, boy.
As Biff and Kim and Pugsy and Fangs drive deeper into the desert in their wolf buggy, they do not notice the big black limousine which has been following them all the way from the lake. The two men inside seem strangely out of place in a 20th century automobile.
For years we have been searching for the perfect one, and now at last we have found it.
The gods will be pleased, Maklan.
Yes, Tenochtitl, everything is going according to plan. Though they do not realize it, their car is already under the control of our radio beam. Now I shall take control of their minds through the power of my mind.
And a wondrous power it is indeed, Maklan.
An art taught to me by our master Chewaltepec, who learned from his father before him the secret of harnessing the mystic powers of our ancient Aztec gods. And now, I begin.
And soon our friends in the wolf buggy would feel that power at work and not even dream that they were being controlled by an outside force.
She's got me hypnotized.
Pugsy, Fangs, and Biff securely tied and watching helplessly. Kim is led to the altar and tied to a stake in the middle of a great pile of wood.
Oh, great sun god and moon god of our twice blessed nation, let this marriage be sanctified in thy presence. And now, let the fire be lit that will unite this woman and our sacred fire god into one.
They're lighting the fire. Hey, they can't do that.
Look, they brought in their sun god with the sun engraved in gold. And now the moon god with the moon engraved in silver. The moon?
The moon?
And oh, you know what happens whenever Fang sees the moon, or even a picture of the moon. He turns into Fang Face the Werewolf. And this time, Fang Face is really angry, and he breaks out of the ropes that tied him as though they were made of paper.
Oh, let me at him! Let me at him! Not me, Fang Face, you idiot! Not me! Save Kim from the fire those maniacs started!
Ooh, ooh, you're right! Gotta save Kim!
The sight of this raging, raving werewolf roaring down on them was too much for the superstitious Chewaltepec and his followers.
It is the wolf god of our ancient enemies come to seek vengeance on us! Run for your lives!
And as the terrified high priest and the others fled into the desert above, Fang Face untied Kim just before the flames could reach her.
Oh, thank you, Fang Face. You saved my life. Now let's untie Biff and Pugsy and get out of this awful place.
And soon they were out on the surface again.
I never thought I'd ever be so glad to be under the hot desert sun again.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. The good old sun, right, Fang Face?
The sun? Whoa!
Look, Fang Face is turning back into Fangs.
Ooh, ooh, hey, it's hot here. Let's get in the wolf buggy and get back to good old L.A.
Yeah, anything you say, old buddy. Without you, we'd all have been up the creek.
Up the creek? In the desert? I think we've all had enough mirages for one day. Let's get out of here.
Yep, it was another Drew Buzzy show. The Snowden edition. Yeah, featuring our pals Fangface and the Fangface gang. I got more Fangface adventures, just so you know. But yeah, we had a little dance party. We talked about war and death and murder. Those are two of my favorite things: dance music and war and death and murder. And also this song. Do something. What was I gonna do? No, not that. Yeah, that. So, again, a while ago, Bo Dooley asked me, you know, what were some of my favorite weird records, and it's just so hard for me to explain. I listen to a lot of different music, but I do want to, you know. Oh, here's the ending here. Woo! Alright, yeah. The thing is that I do have a particular record that's one of my favorites, and I just want to leave you with that tonight. It's a recording of Human Intestines, and you know, I know that that might sound weird, but I remember this label released this in 1965. They made recordings of Human Intestines to test different gastrointestinal dysfunctions and identify them and stuff. But I was really super happy to find this record. I remember going home on the bus holding this in my hands and just thinking, God, this is why I don't have any friends.
With a napkin ring carcinoma of the sigmoid colon. These are louder than the preceding sounds from the small intestine, because of the greater quantity of gas within the larger lumen of the distended colon.
Pugsy, you know, I mean, come on, do you have intestinal recordings on vinyl? No. But I do. I don't know how that would make me cool or anything like that, but I guess that's... You know, it's gotta count for something.